the name haircut comes from when I was mad little. My parents took me to get my first haircut. I had a temper tantrum, and the only way they could get me to shut up was they bought me a record, and I like just totally fell in love with records.
Tell me about what you're working on right here.
I'm just putting drums down, a drum track down for a new joint. It's a cover of an old Detroit track. It's by a group called the New Holidays. It's called Maybe So, Maybe No. Soul music, for whatever reason, has always just, that's always been my favorite. And I don't know, maybe it's just growing up around Detroit. And, you know, I'm a super big vinyl record nerd, junkie. And usually when I dig, I'm digging for soul records. Making rap, and this Mayor Hawthorne stuff was just some fun stuff on the side.
You know, baby, I know you think we can make it all work out, but I gotta tell it like it is, and I don't want to make this any harder than it needs to be, so don't cry.
The first song just kind of popped in my head one day when I was driving to a friend's house, and I don't know where it even came from. It was just, I was driving. Most of my songs come while I'm driving or while I'm flying on a plane or something, or when I'm shopping at the grocery store, and, you know, just the weirdest times. The whole song will just pop in my head. A lot of times it's annoying, and I'll have to, like, stop everything that I'm doing and go and, like, call myself and sing the song in my voicemail so I don't forget it, and then they just come. It's crazy. They just, like, shoot out of the sky into my head. And I have to record them. You know, the first demos, I did all the vocals through a pair of headphones instead of a microphone.
My will is torn to pieces.
Started out essentially as kind of a joke. I never had any intention of recording a whole album, maybe not even anything else ever, you know. I did like two songs, and they were really just for fun, and they got in the hands of Peanut Butter Wolf.
Try to explain my selfish ways, 'cause ever since I walked out, I haven't felt alive.
I had met Wolf a couple times here and there, but when I gave him the songs, we were at this party called The Do-Over that goes on out here every Sunday in L.A. during the summer. And I was there with a homegirl, and I didn't know Peanut Butter Wolf, but she did. And she had heard the Mayor Hawthorne songs, and she was like, "Yo, Wolf, you gotta hear this Mayor Hawthorne stuff." And Wolf was like, "Yeah, whatever," because he didn't know who the hell I was. And I'm sure he gets 1,000 demo CDs every day. So, you know, he was like, "Send me some tracks." So I sent him some tracks, and I didn't even get a response from him for probably over a month went by. And then randomly, he must have finally got around to listening to them. And he wrote me back and said, "Hey, I like the songs. Who is this?" Because he didn't even remember who I was. So, and then the next time that we met up, he didn't believe that it was me that had made those songs.
Who did he think it was?
I don't know. Somebody else. I guess somebody who doesn't look like me.
When I said goodbye.